Welcome back to the Legislative Update Program on 96.5, 100.9 WHBO. During this portion of the program, we hear comments from 9th District State Representative Myron Dossett, from 4th District State Representative Lynn Beckler, and 8th District State Representative Walker Thomas. We start first of all with comments from 9th District State Representative Myron Dossett about the Governor's State of the Commonwealth address on Thursday night.
Very positive, really emphasizing how important it was to work together, and also of things that have been accomplished, 50,000 new jobs created here in Kentucky, our tax reform that we did last year, how it had moved us from 37th up to the 23rd most tax-friendly state for businesses and individuals, and things that we need to be looking at doing in the future, and one of those is making sure that we get to work and find a solution with this pension issue. We have a legal and a moral promise to fulfill for our retirees and our state employees, so we know how important that is, and to keep looking at ways to reduce regulations, things like that here within the state that will help encourage business growth and encourage people to want to move here and come to the Kentucky and call Kentucky home. So I thought he did a very good job last night.
What about the first week of the session? You guys are back after your recess this week and obviously got to rolling a little bit. Tell us about some of your highlights for the first week.
Well, it was trying to kind of get back into the swing of things right there. Of course, we were off during the month of January, and I know one of the first meetings I had, agriculture meeting, we had Commissioner Ryan Quarles come in, and a lot of discussion about industrial hemp and what it looks like, it can projected, what the projections are, what that benefit will be here to Kentucky. I know just here locally, here in Christian and Tree Counties, we've got quite a few farmers that are raising industrial hemp and seeing quite a few business opportunities arise. So there was discussion on that. And then, of course, I know there's a lot of work going on with some of the fixes to go along with what we did with tax reform last year. There are some things with the nonprofits that we're needing to correct. So, and I had a conversation with the chair of Appropriations and Revenue, Steve Rudy, just Wednesday. We were talking about this, and they're getting close to having all of that put together. I know I was hoping we were going to get it done sooner than what we have, but their goal is to make sure that we don't let anything slip away from us, that we make sure that we're getting everything that needs to be fixed and not have something come up that we wish we had caught. So they're being very cautious on what they're doing on that. And we'll continue moving forward. I know legislation, we'll start getting quite a bit more legislation next week. I have a bill that will be heard in committee Monday dealing with when we actually make our announcements for candidacy for office. So, and it was one that Kenny Iams had done last year, and I was picking that up and working that also. So we've got quite a few things going that we'll continue working on here in the future.
Sounds good. Well, sounds like a good start to the session then.
It has been, as I said, we've got quite a bit of work. I know the task force for the pension, I was actually been listening to their meetings of what's going on right there. My Appropriations and Revenue Subcommittee, which I chair, we're having a meeting Thursday, and we'll be hearing from the TRS, the Teachers Retirement System. I would like an overview of how things are looking here this year as far as what the returns on investment and everything that we do right now, we're moving forward with what will be coming at us in this fall as we start preparing a budget. And one of the things I'm very proud of is that here, especially in this last budget, the first time we had an opportunity to myself to play a part in the budget, we saw all the pension systems fully funded, the first time in nearly 20 years that they were fully funded, and we've got to continue on this track. We can't backstep on this. It's going to have to be our future. So when we're doing that, and then we're looking at tax reform, we've got to look at ways to generate additional revenue here for the state, and I think we've got some good ideas coming our way. One of them that I'm proud of, and I think you'll see this here over the next 4 or 5 years, is to move away, eliminate the income tax and go solely to a sales tax, which we want to encourage people to want to live in Kentucky rather than live in states like Tennessee. I know some numbers that I was reading back over the summer while I was doing some studying. They have had growth in their last census. They had right at a 5% growth within the state of Tennessee, and we had like 0.3%. And hard to generate revenue and see our state move forward when we're not having any growth. And that means we have to have new people coming in here, buying homes, building homes, and wanting to open new businesses and grow Kentucky. So that's one of the always going to be a primary concern of mine, is to see us have a better state, a better commonwealth for our children and our grandchildren than the ones that we had. That's what our parents always said. They wanted to make sure that that we all had a little bit better opportunity than they had. I know I want to do that for my grandchild as well.
And now we continue with comments from 4th District State Representative Glenn Beckler about the Governor's State of the Commonwealth Address.
I thought it was an excellent presentation. I think he laid out very well what the accomplishments were in, so far in his term of office. I was pleased that he recognized the role that the legislature has played in accomplishing some of those goals. I'm hopeful that we can continue working together this year and accomplish more of them. So overall, I thought it was a very good presentation, and I was pleased to be able to be there and see the governor at work.
What are some of your highlights from the first week back in the Kentucky General Assembly session?
Well, in the first week that we've been back, we haven't really taken any issues up on the floor of the House. It's been more starting with the committee meetings, dealing with the Senate a bit, and, working the TVA caucus, the problem that the governor mentioned last night. We in the TVA caucus have been involved in that, encouraging the directors not to close the plant. And next week will be the week that we will be beginning to see legislation hit the floor of the House. So I think it's about to pick up right now.
What are some priorities for you to get done during the session for your district?
Well, what I'm trying to get done, of course, I want to make sure that any legislation that is passed, doesn't hurt District 4 in any way. I'm really trying to focus on two areas. The only areas where I've actually filed being the primary sponsor has been trying to make sure that as a state, as a commonwealth, we are on record as being against so-called sanctuary cities. And I'm also working on legislation that will tighten up laws for sexual abuse of children. I remain on the oversight committee with regard to children, adoption, foster care, et cetera. And, we just have so many people in the 4th District, so many young people who, for whatever reason, are, not in their home and are eligible for adoption. And I think we've neglected them. So I want to continue working on that as I have in the past.
And we hear comments from 8th District State Representative Walker Thomas about the Governor's State of the Commonwealth Address on Thursday night.
Well, I thought the Governor's speech was very uplifting, but it still addressed some of the problems that we still have. Kentucky is really doing some great things in our state. There's, $17.6 billion worth of new investment, almost 50,000 jobs created. There's a lot that's going well with our state. he also, expressed some of the things that we still have some work to do. And obviously the pension being the biggest one, carrying so much debt is not good. And it's, unfortunately tightening up the belt all the way across the state. So we can't invest in, some of the other things that we need to. So, but I thought he gave a really good speech and, stressed something that's very important to me is the pro-life issues. And, I was happy that he, touched upon that. And that is something that, I will always fight for.
You might just talk about some of your highlights for this week in the General Assembly, Representative Thomas.
Yes, sir. Well, it seems like, 2 years ago in 2017, a lot of the bills that first week and second week started in the House and moved towards the Senate. Well, it's kind of in reverse this time. I think a lot of bills are being passed over in the Senate. I think they passed, in fact, SB1 today, which is the school safety bill. So we're excited that we're going to be getting that bipartisan piece of legislation over in the House probably next week. This week, Wednesday, I was asked by the Kentuckians for Civil Engineers, and I actually was part of their press release, and they grade our infrastructure across the whole state on different things like aviation and our bridges and our dams and drinking water and roads and energy and things like that. And when I looked at the report card, I would have been very embarrassed to have ever brought this home to my parents because it consisted of mostly D's and C's, and we had two B minuses, but Kentuckians' overall infrastructure grade ended up being a C minus, and that was kind of enlightening, and we have a lot of work to do, and hence we need to put more money into it, and that is tough because we need more money in quite a few things.
I know you had some special guests this week, so I'll talk about some of your special guests in Franklin.
Yes, sir. I was able to honor Riley Fort, and she was our Distinguished Young Woman of Kentucky. She's going to be representing the state of Kentucky in Mobile, Alabama in June and for the national competition. She's already earned almost $10,000 or more in scholarships just by winning the state, and we hope she goes on and brings home the trophies and the medallions and everything for the state of Kentucky nationally. She is an outstanding candidate and an outstanding young person, and we're really proud of some of our youth, and we were honored to honor her on the floor.
You were also named West Kentucky Caucus Chair and elected that position. Mike, tell us what's that mean to you?
Yes, we have, there's probably about 25 of us that represent basically the I-65, anything west from there. So kind of encompass Owensboro, Paducah. And so what we have is a Western Kentucky caucus that we try to meet, and any issues that could be very beneficial or against the Western Kentucky part of the state, we will try to address and talk amongst each other if needed, even sometimes collectively get together to vote against something that could actually hurt our area. So I was elected caucus chair for that, and proud of that. What it is, it's 2-year term. So this year, actually, Senator Mills is going to be the caucus chair, and then next year in 2020, I will be. So my duty right now is to help him this year, and then his duty will be to help me next year. But it was quite an honor to be elected as the chair.
And that wraps it up for our Legislative Update program for this week. Legislative Update program every week following the noon news edge on 96.5, 100.9 WHPO until the legislative session ends in March. I'm Alan Watts.